In March, four 14-year-old freshman girls were showering in a girls' locker room when they were exposed to the male genitalia of an 18-year-old senior who is transitioning from a male to a female. Sun Prairie School District officials say they've taken steps to ensure a similar incident doesn't happen again. Anthony Stefik is a Green Bay attorney who specializes in gender issues.
The law is not completely clear yet on how those situations have to be handled, because you have two sides of the coin. You have the transgender student who has certain requests and needs and wants in the school setting, but then you have other students who might have different needs and wants.
Stefik says school districts' choices will likely evolve depending on future court cases. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.